This is Radionepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to undergo kidney transplantation on Wednesday. Preparations all set for Prime Minister Oli's kidney transplantation. Cabinet holding meeting today as well to discuss on ways to mitigate the risk of coronavirus. And China's Hubei province reports less than 200 cases of coronavirus infections for the first time since January. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is getting admitted to the hospital today for kidney transplantation. According to Prime Minister's press advisor Surya Thapa, all the preparations in connection to Prime Minister Oli's admission to the hospital for kidney transplantation have been completed. Prime Minister Oli, who is also the Communist Party chairperson, is being admitted to the Maharajganj-based Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center of the Devan University Teaching Hospital for kidney transplantation scheduled for tomorrow. It is for the second time that Prime Minister Oli is undergoing kidney transplantation. Oli first had undergone kidney transplantation in the Indian capital city of New Delhi some 12 years ago. The Prime Minister had briefed the party secretariat meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar yesterday about the plans for his kidney transplantation. The meeting of the Council of Ministers will hold its regular meeting this morning before Prime Minister will be admitted to the hospital. The cabinet meeting was held yesterday as well. Yesterday's meeting dwelt mainly on the global coronavirus outbreak and the ways to mitigate it. Speaking in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, President of the Opposition Party Nepali Congress Sherbahadur Dewa refuted his involvement in leasing land belonging to Nepal Trust. Nepali Congress President Dewa blamed the government of mentioning his name in its white paper released by the Nepal Trust Office based on political prejudice. He argued that no decision was made to provide Nepal's trust land in lease during his term as the Prime Minister. Blaming the government of its involvement in corruption in course of providing land to Nepal land of Nepal Trust to Gokarna Resort and expansion of 4G service, the Nepali Congress President said government should give answer in the parliament on these issues. Accusing large-scale financial irregularities in the security print procurement, the former Prime Minister sought the Prime Minister's reply in regard with the alleged involvement of the then government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology in the audio tape scandal. Nepali Congress President Dewa informed that the audio said "we" and questioned who did the "we" include. The main opposition party leader also urged the government to take high alert in the aftermath of the spread of the deadly coronavirus over 50 countries in the world and the identification of Nepal as one of the most vulnerable zones in terms of the virus infection by the World Health Organization. He also asked the government to inform the House about the coronavirus prevention preparedness. Minister for Home Affairs Rambhadur Thapa has claimed that the government has been working for the prosperity of the country and for building a sustainable federal system. Inaugurating the newly constructed District Administration Office building of Parbat District yesterday, Home Minister Thapa said prosperity and development was not possible without peace and stability. He said the government was ushering the country in the path of development with integration development vision, solving all existing problems. Home Minister Thapa also reiterated the commitment of protecting the country from any foreign encroachment, saying the government had been actively working to bring back all encroached lands. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said the first 2 years of the incumbent government were the foundation years for the development and results will start to appear from the third year. At a program organized on the occasion of the second anniversary of International Network for Nepali Journalists in Kathmandu yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said development results would be gradually seen not only the government but also the political change had taken place in the country. He suggested the journalists to disseminate news in favor of the country and the people, following democratic norms, values and process. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel also called on all to be united for fulfilling the national goal of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali, through their different professions. He lauded the role played by the Journalist Association for creating environment to make people happy, prosperous and self-reliant. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Ridhis Tripathi has said federalism will be established with the successful implementation of the constitution. Speaking at a literary program organized in the capital yesterday, Minister Tripathi said Nepal's constitution was special, inclusive and unique. Heritage March 2020 is going to be organized for the first time with an objective of developing Madhyapur Thimi area as the domestic and foreign tourism destination. Osla, Nepal, with the support of Madhyapur Thimi Municipality and in collaboration of the Nepal government, is organizing the program. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has said that he found the community schools of the country were like malfunctioning industries. Inaugurating a technical school in Barmajia of Dhanusa district yesterday, he said that the teachers were more responsible towards improving the situation of community schools. The education minister also shared that the Teacher Service Commission would soon be providing teachers to the community schools. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. China's central Hubei province, which is the epicenter of the country's and the global coronavirus outbreak, reported less than 200 new cases of infections for the first time since January. The National Health Commission of China said on Monday Hubei had 196 new confirmed cases on Sunday, sharply down from the 570 cases a day earlier and lowest since January 24. Meanwhile, Iran announced 11 more deaths from coronavirus, bringing its death toll to 54, while Czech Republic, Scotland and Dominican Republic confirmed its first cases as the spread of the disease continued around the world. Globally, more than 2,900 people have died from the fast-moving virus that appears to have originated in China in December. Several European countries announced new cases with more than 87,000 people infected worldwide. Meanwhile, the head of the Civil Protection Agency of Italy said the number of people infected in Italy with the new coronavirus rose by 50% to 1,694 in just 24 hours. Italian authorities said five more people had died, bringing the total number of deaths to 34. Qatar has confirmed two more cases of coronavirus, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to three. Likewise, a statement by Qatar's government communications office said Qatar imposed a temporary entrance restriction for all travelers coming from Egypt through intermediate points. Iraq has reported six new coronavirus cases, bringing the total number of cases to 19. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the eastern and central regions and at one or two places of the western hilly region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 23.1 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to undergo kidney transplantation on Wednesday. Preparations all set for Prime Minister Oli's kidney transplantation. Cabinet holding meeting today as well to discuss on ways to mitigate the risk of coronavirus infection. And China's Hubei province reports less than 200 cases of coronavirus infections for the first time since January. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.